5.36.
Patricia Cornwell, in her book Jack the Ripper, Case Closed, said that she had identified the murderer and that she was convinced that Jack the Ripper was in fact Walter Sickert, the painter. What evidence did she put forward to support this claim?
Well, she mainly used DNA analysis. She actually bought a painting by Sickert at great expense, and she cut it up to get the DNA from it. People in the art world were furious.
I can imagine.
And then she compared the DNA from the painting with DNA taken from the letters that Jack the Ripper sent to the police. Patricia Cornwell says that she's 99% certain that Walter Sickert was Jack the Ripper.
But you don't think she's right, do you?
No, I don't. I don't think her scientific evidence is completely reliable. And there's a lot of evidence which says that Sickert was in France, not London, when some of the women were killed.
Mm. What about James Maybrick? Do you think he was the murderer?
Well, somebody found a diary, which is supposed to be his, where he admits to being Jack the Ripper. But nobody has been able to prove that the diary is genuine, and personally, I don't think he was the murderer.
And Prince Albert, the Queen's grandson?
Well, this for me is the most ridiculous theory. I can't seriously believe that a member of the royal family could be a serial murderer. In any case, Prince Albert was in Scotland when at least two of the murders were committed.
There's been another recent theory, hasn't there, that Jack the Ripper was German?
Yes. This is a new theory based on new research by a Jack the Ripper expert called Trevor Marriott, who is in fact another retired detective like me. He believes that Karl Feigenbaum, a German sailor, was responsible for some, if not all, the five murders. Feigenbaum was executed in the electric chair in New York in 1894 for the brutal murder of a woman. And after his death, his lawyer said that he was convinced that his client was Jack the Ripper. Marriott has discovered that Feigenbaum was a member of the crew of a ship that was in London at the time of the murders, so it's perfectly possible that he could have been the Ripper.
Do we know what he looked like?
Well, there are no photos of Feigenbaum, but Marriott has made a computer image of him based on descriptions from when he was in prison.
So, who do you think the murderer was?
I can't tell you, because I don't know.
So you don't think we'll ever solve the mystery?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think one day the mystery will be solved. Some new evidence will appear, and we'll be able to say that the case of Jack the Ripper is finally closed. But at the moment, it's still a mystery, and people like a good mystery.